Yeah, we're recording. Okay.
Hey.
Hey guys. So I am American Spirit, and this is my friend Lux. And I just want to start with a quick introduction. This is a new podcast for me. I've never done podcasts, so I'm sorry for my lack of knowledge for the first two, maybe three episodes. I definitely want to tell you guys that there are going to be a lot of heavy debates in this sometimes. There's going to be it's political stuff. So if you guys are not interested in politics, click away. But why don't you give a short introduction, Lux?
I'm somewhat new to podcasts as well. I'm Lux. I am this person's friend. I'm here to kind of make it funny and at the exact same time actually try. You're welcome.
So the my first podcast is going to be pro-life versus pro-choice arguments. So Lux, I just want to get to know which side do you think you most identify with, the pro-life or pro-choice sides?
I probably lean towards pro-life in a way. Although it's kind of hard to like debate the decision right off the bat.
Yeah. I'm definitely pro-life all the way. I am against any form of abortion, and I personally feel sorry for the movement, it is wrong to kill a child, because you look at it, recent laws say you cannot kill certain animals, baby animals, or even if they're in an egg. Why is it illegal to do that, but it's not illegal to kill a human baby? Even if it is just a clump of cells or a fetus, it's still a baby. Lux, I want to get your opinion on abortion itself. What do you think about abortion?
I don't really like abortion. It's well, it's a killing off the innocents, and that's kind of sad. You know, they might have had potential, or you know, like could have done something in this world. And us humans give birth to humans. We all reproduce. You know, that's a thing, and we all want to continue on. The human way is to let our race survive.
Yeah,
So,
definitely.
what's the point?
Yeah. One of the arguments is that women should have the choice because they're either not ready, they're not prepared, they need to finish, college, or they need to finish work. They need to go out and make a name for themselves. Women, even men, if people have sex, people have to understand that that there is repercussions. You get pregnant. I think that people think responsibility is something that I think we are lacking responsibility in the world today amongst grown-ups and teenagers, and even people coming from teenager and going to become an adult soon.
Definitely teenagers. Let me just imply that here.
We have a lack of responsibility now, because we think, oh, we can have sex at any time and just, kill off the child because I don't feel like having a baby. And sometimes with places like Planned Parenthood, you don't have to give a reason. You can be 14 and have an abortion.
I think the question that will come up the most is what happens if you didn't try to have or do it in general? Do you have an opinion on that?
What was the question again? I'm sorry, I'm drawing blanks.
Sometimes people like they get into situations and they actually don't give consent.
So, rape.
So and yeah, like that, I guess. I was trying
I've
not to be so extreme.
never thought that. So here's one thing I have learned, is that women don't get pregnant from rape all the time. That is for one. And that's, it's still not a good thing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the chances are not very likely. When it does happen, the women who do get abortions, it is, I believe it's 0.01%. So,
but like, back in the day, they actually made the birth control thing to get rid of, was it fetuses?
Yes, they still have it today.
In young children who got raped, like, back in the day.
See, for me, this is a gray area. I don't think it is still acceptable to have an abortion. I think you should punish the rapist. And I don't agree with the punishment for the rapist. I think it needs to be a death penalty because you are raping somebody. I do not think that they should serve 6 years in prison, life in prison. I think it needs to be death penalty because I don't want my – personally, I don't want my tax dollars going to a prison – where they hold rapists, murderers, drug dealers. I don't want my money going to give them meals.
Fair point.
You should always punish the criminal and not the child. I've listened to a lot of speeches to women who have been in those situations before, and they've had the children, and they said that their children have helped them through recovering from the stuff. And I think that's what people are forgetting, is that babies are not just, they're not just a human being, you know, that you could just go, oh, okay, kid. They're your child. They're still your baby. You know, they still came from you. And people forget how wonderful life is, and that it is a gift that has been given to us humans.
That is also true.
Whether you be white, black, Asian, you know, anything, it's still a life, and life is still worth protecting. Another question that will come up, which is not question, but what was it? Are third trimester abortions okay now? A third trimester abortion, for those who don't know, is where the baby is dismembered in the womb. They're taken apart. What are your thoughts on the third trimester abortion where the baby, now this is, at the third trimester, the baby can live outside the womb. It can survive outside of the mother's womb at that point.
It's basically the last section of pregnancy, ready to be birthed to.
You still there?
You went silent on my end.
Sorry.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, I do not.
Different time zones, everyone.
Yeah,
that's welcome fun. To Break the Silence 101.
I definitely do not agree with third trimester abortions. I think they are disgusting because a lot of people don't know this, but places like Planned Parenthood will sell the body parts of these aborted children to companies. There are people who will buy them off the black market as well.
Which is disturbing at our human race, but true.
It is. It's disgusting. And this is the argument for the pro-life side, where it's just a clump of cells, but yet you look at these babies, they have eyes, they have a head, they have feet and arms and toes and fingers. How is that just a clump of cells?
So compared to like first trimester, you would be more okay with first trimester than third?
No, I still think that life begins once when sperm meets egg. That's that's a life. If that is a life for animals, that is a life for humans as well. It's not just, you know,
So we eat the animals.
But you don't eat a baby animal that's still in the womb, do you?
No.
Exactly.
Actually, some people do, actually.
Yeah, that's...
Some people do. I don't do that.
That's disturbing. I think another question that... not question, but argument that comes up on the pro-choice side is definitely more... One that's more extreme is, what if the woman simply just doesn't want the baby? What if she, you know, she just wants to have sex, she just wants to have fun with her life? What, you know, why can't she have an abortion then? And I want to get your thoughts on that, is the irresponsibility of these people.
I mean, we can still have birth control in this world. You have those hormones. You have many other things that can decrease the potential risk.
Yeah, there's you can get your tubes tied, you know, you can wear a condom. You know, they sell them at almost every store, every gas station.
25 cents per piece? You're welcome.
I mean, I could walk over...
Or average.
Yeah, I could walk over to my gas station that I live by right now, and I could just, you know, I there's a whole aisle of things. And
there's always an aisle, kids.
Yes. I think another thing is that people are always trying to make it seem like, and they're always trying to make it seem like abortion is this great thing. You know, a woman goes and she gets an abortion. It's not bad. I think that people are forgetting that there are a lot of things that come with it. Teen suicide amongst young women have increased since Planned Parenthood has allowed 16-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds to have these abortions. I think that people forget that these are teenagers. They might be irresponsible sometimes, but they still understand this stuff.
Some of them do. Let's say that. I honestly don't believe that all teenagers understand that. Come on, Fortnite.
But yes, there was a study showing that teenage girls have, you know, after having an abortion, they will be depressed. They will have symptoms of depression, of anxiety, of stress, of PTSD, of suicidal thoughts. What is your standpoint on teenagers receiving free abortions?
I mean, I'm pretty sure us humans are selfish in many ways, so they probably want to get out of their responsibility and live out their dreams or attempt and not suffer, because psychologically you could become depressed, suicidal, etc., etc. So it's a hard standpoint on my end.
Yeah, and for me, I don't think it is exactly okay, because again, you have sex, you understand the repercussions, because I'm pretty sure a 16-year-old understands what happens when you have unprotected sex.
Most likely they would.
So why would they take the chance of doing that? And I realize, you know, they're a teenager, they have their whole life ahead of them. Yes, they do. But now they have another life with them to go through this journey. There have been countless different stories of 18-year-olds getting pregnant in college. And, you know, Planned Parenthood has offered them free abortions and things like that. And one thing that scares me about Planned Parenthood is that they don't show the ultrasound. They will take an ultrasound of the baby, and it's called a guided abortion, or an ultrasound guided abortion, or something like that. And they'll take the ultrasound to figure out where the baby is, what is the best way to deal with it. But they'll never show you the ultrasound. They don't show you anything. What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are completely blank because it makes no sense to me why they wouldn't show anything. Because it's your kid.
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, what I've seen, there are people who will welcome women into Planned Parenthood, and they'll, you know, they'll walk them in there. Because there's usually people on the sidewalks near, you know, praying or saying, hey, you know, there's always a better option. There's a way out without having to take the life. I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if I told you, but there was a movie that recently came out of a woman who used to be a director at Planned Parenthood, Abby Johnson. She's now a director for a pro-life organization. She stopped working at Planned Parenthood and is now working to, I believe, defund it. And that's what President Trump recently did. He defunded, he cut federal funding to Planned Parenthood to fund abortions. And after that movie came out, there have been 100 women who have worked in 100 Planned Parenthood directors who have left. What are your thoughts on these women who used to work there and who are wanting to change their ways? What are your thoughts on these women? Do you think that they were misguided? Do you think that, you know, walking away was the right choice? What do you think?
The choice was theirs. Whether it was right or not, we cannot determine on their behalf. Because they might have had, like, difficulties.
Yeah, there's always difficulties with walking away from a job, and it's never easy, and a lot of things that never are easy is walking away from a job. It's very hard, especially because you know people in that job. You know, maybe you become part of their family, maybe you know their family personally, and it's never fun. But back to the people who greet you at outside Planned Parenthoods, these people are here to stop you from talking to these other people on the sidewalk. They are there to stop, to make sure that you don't listen to them, pretty much. Do you think that they are doing the right thing, or do you even agree with what they're doing, that these women are being sheltered, pretty much? They're being treated like victims. Lux, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Attempting to process everything. As you can tell, I'm not into politics as much as this guy.
You're welcome. Yeah, he's only come into politics when I talk about with him in calls. He's not a, you know, political type person like I am. He's not very political savvy.
My background knowledge is health class. Like a kid health class. You're welcome. But isn't there a thing where if you don't want the child, can't you like transfer the fetus into someone else who wants the child? And you know, by that point, if you don't want the child at all, you know, give it up to that person because they took in the child.
There are procedures to actually do that, from what I understand. There's also ways, you know, what was it? There are other ways that you can do it where you can, you know, you can still give birth to a child, but the child is taken by a loving family. Like, you might know somebody who might want a child but can't have one, who's, you know, infertile or, you know, wants a baby just because, you know, they want to be a mother, but they can't find a husband. Or there's always someone out there who wants a child but cannot have one. You can always do good. And one thing that there is that you can carry that child until the time has come to give birth. And you give birth, and the child is then, custody is handed over to the person who is adopting the baby.
That would have been the safe solution for, like, the whole entire thing. And everyone would be happy, Right? One, they're getting rid of the child.
Exactly. I feel
Two,
like
you're saving the life of the child.
Exactly.
There you go. Problem solved.
Exactly. Another argument that's put up by pro-choice people are, and even some pro-lifers, because I know that there are pro-lifers out there who agree with this one thing from pro-choicers is, what if the mother's life is in danger? If you're talking about
TED Talk?
No, not
TED Talk. What are you trying to say, man?
It was some type of, I don't remember the pronunciation for the word. It's always an E. Can't remember. There's a form of pregnancy where the baby is stuck in the fallopian tube and they grow in there. Now, that would be putting both the mother and the baby's lives in danger. The pregnancy is terminated not as selfish reasoning, but rather to save the life of the mother in a real case scenario. But even then, those type of pregnancies are very rare. They are not an everyday thing. I feel like people keep forgetting that we have modern day science, and I believe even then there are ways to prevent this form of pregnancy. I know that there are certain surgeons who are skilled to do that. I just cannot remember any of the terms for it. But usually what will happen is, if a mother's life is put in danger during a pregnancy and the baby's not stuck in the fallopian tube, they're in the womb, but the pregnancy could wind up hurting the mother, doctors will perform what is called an emergency C-section. You know what that is, right, Lux?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And during this, they get the baby out and they give both the mother and the children the medical attention that they need. Pro-choicers, from what I understand, do not agree with this. I do not know why. Especially because there are babies that can live outside the womb during the second trimester. There are premature babies that are born that wind up living really good lives.
That's true.
So why is it that these pro-choice people put forth this argument when it can be easily debunked? What do you think of this?
I don't get why they would be, because you got rid of the child. But then again, I think they're arguing birth control here. kind of a hard thing to figure out what they're trying to argue.
Yeah. Pro-choice people tend to get very nasty, especially in debates. They will often scream and yell and say, you know,
okay.
No.
This is not biased, everyone.
Yeah.
This is not biased.
It
everyone
is,
gets messy.
Yeah, but this is from my, not understanding, this is from my own experiences where I've, you know.
There we go.
Called names by these people where people have said no uterus, no choice.
You lived a terrible life. In that debate.
Yeah, I was in those type of, I have debate with people who have been very smart, who've listened, who have tried to present real facts without adding feeling into it, but usually easily debunked. But I have debate with people who have been calm and who have been willing to listen, and those type of debates I really like, because those people actually understand that they actually have to listen to the other side, just like I have to listen to the other side to learn what their argument's about.
Well, if you don't learn what the other argument's about, what's the point of trying to argue it?
Exactly.
It's kind of a lose-lose argument.
Yeah. I've learned about both pro-life and pro-choice. I've never been pro-choice. I've always been pro-life. I've learned about what their side has to offer, you know, they're saying certain things. I've learned about the history of abortion, Jane Roe versus Wade. Oh, sorry. I've learned about, you know, all this other different stuff, you know, because Roe v. Wade is what started abortion. And the woman, Norma McCorvey, I believe I'm pronouncing her name right, who was Jane Roe, she never had an abortion. She wound up giving birth to, I believe it was four girls, never once had an abortion. And she spent the rest of her life, I believe it was a while after Roe v. Wade, she became pro-life and wanted to undo it. She wanted to have the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. But it never happened.
Well, looking at the society now, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah. So here is the final question, Lux. Do you think the Supreme Court of America should overturn Roe v. Wade and put the decision of abortion back in the state government hands instead of the federal government's hands?
I mean, the more heads you got, the better, right?
Yeah.
So if they pass it there, maybe they can have a good opinion. Let's hope. So, you might as well take the chance. There's no point now.
Yeah.
It's called Go For It.
So, that was our first podcast. Again, this is Lux. I'm American Spirit. Sorry it's a bit short, and there's a lot of pausing and silence. This is my first podcast. But yeah, as you guys can tell, it's going to be very political. You guys can also check out Lux's
very
podcast.
Calm, political. Let's emphasize
yeah,
that.
Very calm. It's very calm and political. I do not like to get into rough debates, but there might be people who do come in who will be like that. It all depends on who joins me. But yeah, I hope to see you guys in the next podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. So I wish you all good day. God bless.